This is Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. And this is The Bothy Band.
Thank you.
Yes, that's the Bothy Band, recorded a long time ago, with the Strayaway Child. Bothy Band were Paddy Keenan playing pipes and whistles, Matt Malloy on flute, Trinan O'Donnell on keyboards and vocals, and her brother Michal O'Donnell playing guitar, Donald Lunny featured on bouzouki and guitar and barong, and the magnificent fiddler we heard pretty much dominating that particular track was Kevin Burke. Recorded in 1977, that was a wonderful album. We're going to hear more of Kevin Burke in just a little while because he features very prominently in the featured album today. More of that coming up in about 15, 20 minutes.
When the smoke blew up from Ludlow town and the mist blew on from Team, then blithe the fields of ploughing, I strode beside my team into the morning beam. Then the blackbird from her coppice nest looked out to see me stride, and I whistled as I wandered my trampling team beside. She fluted and replied, "Lie down, lie down, you working man, what use to rise and rise? Rise, man, a thousand mornings, yet down at last he lies, and then a man is wise. Lie down, lie down, you working man, what use to rise and rise? Rise, man, a thousand mornings, then down at last he lies, and then a man is wise." I heard the song that she sang me, and I saw that yellow bill, and I picked a stone and I aimed it, and I threw it with a will, and then the bird was still. And then my soul within me picked up the blackbird strain, and all beside the bushes along that dewy lane I heard this sweet refrain. Lie down, you working man, for the sun moves ever west, and the road that leads to labor will take you home to rest. And that will be the best. Lie down, you working man, for the sun moves ever west, and the road that leads to labor will lead you home to rest. And that will be the best.
Old friends of the program, Neil Adam and Judy Turner from Victoria, with a song called Ludlow Town from their album Keys to the Field. You're listening to Come All Ye. Welcome along. I don't know when they pick peaches in Georgia, do you?
When it's peach picking time in Georgia. Cowboys make whoopee dance. There's bluegrass down in Kentucky.
Thank you.
tune called Ibias, I-B-I-A-S, Ibias, which is a municipality, I suppose it is, in Asturias. And that music came to us from the Asturian band Felpayu. Before that, Peach Picking Time in Georgia from Maggie Holland, a slightly politically incorrect song associated with, if not indeed written by, the singing brakeman Jimmy Rogers many years ago. And Peach Picking Time in Georgia, Google tells me, is from mid-May through till August. Next on Come All Ye, we go to Newcastle, Newcastle upon Hunter, not Newcastle upon Tyne. This is a singer called Phil Bates, who used to be in a folk rock band in Newcastle called the Rum Culls. Then he went to England for quite a while, and now he's back in Newcastle. And indeed, he's a presenter, a folk music presenter on one of our community stations, 2NUR in Newcastle. So good to have him on the program. This is the Chemical Workers song, composed by Ron Angel in England. He wrote it about his father, who worked for ICI in the UK.
Well, a process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death, but you go. I've worked among the spitters, I've breathed in the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum, and it nigh on makes you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with the caustic burn. Been working rough, I've seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death, but you go. There's overtime and bonus, opportunities galore. The young men like the money, and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on, and look older than you should. For every bob made on this job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death, but you go. Well, a process man am I, I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death, but you go. But you go. We'll be right back.
Louise Bican, B-I-C-H-A-N, I think it's Bican, originally from Orkney, now lives in the United States, playing fiddle there, two tunes, one from Shetland called Delting Side and an American tune called Squirrel Hunters. Nice album, The Lost Summer, it's called. Speaking of nice albums, time to introduce you to the featured album, and it's one that's been around quite a while, but I've been digging through the archives, so to speak, and finding CDs that, for some reason or other, haven't made it to featured album status on Come All Ye before, and many of them considerable oversight that they haven't. This is one of them. This is from a group called Open House. Second Story is the album, and I gave a bit of a hint at the top of the program about who's in this group. Kevin Burke, wonderful fiddle player, originally from Ireland, long-time resident in the States. He's playing fiddle. Mark Graham plays harmonica and clarinet and sings songs. Paul Kotapish plays guitar and mandolin and cittern and bass. And on some tracks, Sandy Silver puts on her dancing shoes and provides foot percussion. So all that on this album called Second Story, which today is the featured album. And we'll hear, first of all, Jackson and Jane.
My name is Dan Jackson, I follow the plow. I have a 5-acre farm with a pig and a cow. I'm a devil for work when the sun's burning bright, and a happy wee man by my fire at night. I can butter my spuds and there's milk for my tea, and the rasher and egg are no stranger to me. Just show me a roast of your beef or your pork, and shake hands with a Rembrandt of knife and of fork. One night by the hearth I was reading the Times about politics and other horrible crimes. I spied a bold headline, it gave me a start. It says, eggs, meat and butter will tear down the heart. They'll clog up your plumbing and puff up your bag, and turn fine lad and lass into has-been and hag. Blow up your blood pressure clear up to the sky. Oh, thank Joseph and Mary, there's porter, says I. Then a tear filled my eye as the fear filled my mind for the fate of my friends of the four-footed kind. For a pig is but rashers and pork to the ground, and a cow's made of butter and beef by the pound. Be Jesus, says I, there'll be poison for sure, for the article mentioned no physic or cure. My sorrow was great, there was naught I could do. Then salvation appeared on page 72. And my hope was renewed as I read in a glance of the wonders achieved through aerobical dance. Aerobics, it said, will return you to trim through the fierce locomotion of torso and limb. The fat will leap off you like fleas off a cur, and your blood will run clean as a drop of the pure. Your heart will be filled with such vigor and might, and fair play to your lung and your liver and lights. Come sign up today and work out at the club, just past the post office right next to the pub. So early next morning before the cock crowed, it was Bussy, meself and the sow up the road. We passed the post office, walked in through the door, and there saw a sight that we'd ne'er seen before. They were leaping about as if under a spell, while the music roared out like the hammers of hell. In the tightest of tights, in the brightest of hue, St. Vitus in charge of the whole bloody crew. So we purchased admission and stood in the back, and soon with the rest we were bawling the jack. And the fat that we burned as we tortured our flesh could have ended starvation in Bangladesh. We labored the winter, spring, summer and fall, at aerobics, at jogging, the knotless and all, while bacteria and virus away from us fled, for we ate every vitamin, alpha to Z. Well, the sow's now a marvel, so lean and so trim, and full to the brim with such vigor and vim. She's a match for Jane Fonda, so slim and so sleek. And I hear Donald Trump propose marriage last week. And Bussy's become such a dainty cow lean. She gives nut but skim milk and the best margarine. Her fame has been spreading from village to town. She's the first of her race to say down, Derry, down. And as for myself, it's quite easy to see, there's no man on the planet can stand up to me. At aerobics and nautilus, I have no peer, and there's only one thing in this world that I fear. Fireman Schwarzenegger is no match for me, and your monkey King Kong can go climb up a tree. I'm the sum of the two, to the power of 10. But you'll never see Bussy in spandex again.
Two tracks from the featured album today. The album is called Open... No, it's not. It's called Second Story. The group is Open House. And we heard fine fiddling from Kevin Burke on that track. Set of tunes, The Miller of Drangan, The Dawn and Connie O'Connell's. And before that, just Mark Graham singing a song he composed, Jackson and Jane. You'll notice a reference to Donald Trump in there. He was making headlines a long time ago. That was 1994, this album came out. So, there you go. A man to be reckoned with. More from the featured album in just a little while. This is Lancum.
Bad luck to the rolling water. Bad luck to the salty brine. I only had the one true love, she swore she would be mine.
And now she's gone and left me and wandered far away. Left me crying here beside the water.
She swore she would be mine, and now she's gone.
very modern folk song, that one from the Dublin band Lancome. Bad Luck to the Rolling Water, from an album called Between the Earth and Sky. You're listening to Come All Ye. The next track is a, shall I say, pared back version of a track I played not so very long ago, a Danish folk tune called Five Sheep and Four Goats, or Fem Far Og Fyr Gedder, or something not resembling that very much. Anyway, Five Sheep and Four Goats. This is a duo called Rannoch. Michael Graubeck playing fiddle and Thijs Huel Langlands playing piano. They put with this tune, which is a cracker, I hasten to add, they put another tune called The Last Goat.
Thank you.
That's Rannoch, a duo from Denmark, with a bit of help from a friend or two, I think, in that track. Fem far og fer ger and den sidste ger. Five sheep and four goats and the last goat. Rocks along, doesn't it? That's good stuff. Next on Come All Ye, something completely different from Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
I got my paycheck today. Spend it like a crazy fool, or I'll give it all away. Something like the golden rule, and my paycheck ain't hay. But somehow I just don't seem to care, ever since she went away and left my little house so cold and bare. And I won't tell them at the bank what I'm gonna do with all my dough. I'll just smile and tell them thanks. For it's better that they should know. And then I'll go and have a drink at a little place where I can sit and think about the girl who went away and left me here on my payday. Payday was never like this. My happiness, and then I'll have another drink at a little place where I can sit and think about the girl who went away and left me here on my payday. Little Johnny Weber, ladies and gentlemen. Then I'll have another drink in a little place where I can sit and think about the girl who went away and left me here on my payday. Payday was never like this. Payday, but where is my happiness? And then I'll have another drink at a little place where I can sit and think about the girl who went away and left me here on my payday.
Payday blue.
counting the beats. A bit tricky, eh? A tune called Take No Prisoners there at the end, at the second of those two tunes, composed by Andy Irvin. Played there from the featured album, or on the featured album, by Open House. First tune was called The Moth in a Lantern. Featured album, once again, is called Second Story by Open House. Did I tell you what I played? Oh, yes, before that, Payday Blues. Bit of Western swing from Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. We go back a lot further than the 1994 featured album for the next track. It comes to us from the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers, from an album called Folk Songs from Queensland. We'll hear the voice, I think, of Bill Scott singing this song called Billy Sheen. And it concerns a train called the Spirit of Progress. He refers to it as the Spirit of P, because it scans better in the song. From 1937, this song, or the train, the Spirit of Progress, covered the Victorian section of the Sydney to Melbourne rail link. Even though this group is from Moreton Bay in Brisbane, the song concerns the Victorian part of the Sydney-Melbourne rail. Spirit of Progress, song called Billy Sheen.
On the 40-pound rail steam to C-16, commanded by its driver, Mr. Billy Sheen, the GM gave him orders on the strict QT to run a faster schedule than the Spirit of P. Keep that regulator open, make the black smoke roll, pile on all the floorboards if we run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy said to his mate, join me, Mimo's care of Peter at the Golden Gate. Billy Sheen ran a faster schedule, Billy Sheen, a mighty man is he. Billy Sheen ran a faster schedule, he ran a faster schedule than the Spirit of me. The fireman was a bunting boy from Narrabee. He said, I lay the odds again, the C-16. A Billy flashed a roll of notes that was a bear. The boiler then exploded, blew them both in the air. Said Billy to his fireman as they left the wreck, well, I don't know where we're going, but we're neck and neck. The fireman then said, Billy, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll lay another 50, I go higher than you. Billy Sheen ran a faster schedule. Billy Sheen, a mighty man is he. Billy Sheen ran a faster schedule. He ran a faster schedule than the Spirit of me. The wife of driver Sheehan was at home in bed when the railway wired that old Bill was dead. She called her children to her, said, listen, honey lambs, the next old man you get will be a guard in a van. The railway's all in mourning now for Billy Sheen. No more you'll hear the puffing of his C-16. The scrape on all the locos, both the goods and mails, from Ingham and Mount Isa down to New South Wales. Billy Sheen ran a faster schedule. Billy Sheen, a mighty man is he. Billy Sheen ran a faster schedule. He ran a faster schedule than the Spirit of me. He ran a faster schedule than the Spirit of me.
A tune used for lots of songs. That one, Billy Sheen, sung by Bill Scott with the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers.
There lived a woman in our town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly, another one twice as well. Me right, Finna Canary, oh, me tip Finna Koala with me right, Finna Canary, oh, and tipping our odds in that sea. She went to the chemist shop, remedies to find. Says she, have you got anything that'll make me husband blind? Me right, Finna Canary, oh, me tip Finna Koala with me right, Finna Canary, oh, and tipping our odds in that sea. Says she give him eggs and marrow bones and make him suck them all. It won't be so very long after when he won't see you at all. Now me right, Finna Canary, oh, me tip Finna Koala with me right, Finna Canary, oh, and tipping our odds in that sea. see. If in this world I cannot see, it's here I cannot stay. I think I'll go and drown myself, says she. Come on, I'll show you the way with me, right? Finnegan, there we all, me tip, Finnegan, go on with me, right? Finnegan, there we all, and tipping her up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim. But sly enough for Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Now with me, right? Finnegan, there we all, me tip, Finnegan, go on with me, right? Finnegan, there we all, and tipping her up to Nancy. Swam through the brim, crying, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Shut up, says he, a silly old fool, you know poor Martin's blind now with me, right? Finnegan, there we all, and sipping her up to Nancy. There's nine in me family, and none of them are me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own now with me, right? Finnegan, there we all, me tip, Finnegan, all with me, right? Finnegan, there. Tipping her up to Nancy. Oh, there was a woman lived in that town, a woman you all know well. She loved her husband dearly, another one twice as well. Now with me, right, Finnegan, there we all, me tip, Finnegan, go all with me, right, Finnegan, there we all, we're tipping her up to Nancy.
Very fond of his voice. I think he's possessed of a great set of lungs. That's Derry Farrell. He's toured out here a couple of times to Australia from Ireland, of course. Tipping It Up to Nancy, a song from his, I think, first album called The First Turn. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'll play another instrumental now. This is from a group called Fluke. The album is Sanju, and I think it's the first one that they've released in quite a few years. They're still all together. I think it's the same lineup. Brian Finnegan, who composed these two tunes that we'll hear. Brian Finnegan plays flute and whistle. Sarah Allen plays flute as well. Ed Boyd on guitar and John Joe Kelly playing baron. Two tunes, Cody and The Burning Lion. This is Fluke.
Thank you. are melting, and one day they will all disappear. And though some people say that time's eons away, I have a feeling it's getting quite near. When the ice caps melt and the icebergs break off, it will cause a bit of a panic, and often big nasty birds will be floating around to sink a thousand Titanics. So let's dance with the devil now we've opened hell's door, and waltz apart one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. Our forests and our grasslands are burning. Global warming feeds a fiery red hell. Most of Earth's irreplaceable species will die, and a few human beings as well. If we just planted a trillion more trees, we could slow down or stop this free fall. But being greedy, short-sighted dickheads, as usual, we'll do bugger all. So let's dance with the devil now we've opened hell's door, and waltz apart one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Our farmlands are turning to desert, our rich earth is turning to sand. Hot winds are blowing, little rains falling, drought and famine stalk many lands. Superstorms lash our coastline and cities where they've never been sighted before. But most people I know say that's normal, and so I don't worry about it anymore. So let's dance with the devil now we've opened hell's door, and waltz a corpse one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. Of our great nation say climate change is a communist hoax. God would surely smite me if I disagreed. They're all honest, true blue Christian blokes. In my beach house on Mount Kosciuszko, I'll raise a large glass of Gordon's pink gin to thank God that I have no grandchildren, as I watch the tide rolling in. So let's dance with the devil now we've opened hell's door, and we'll scorch one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Oh, yes, we are.
Eric Bogle, of course, at his cheeriest. That's the Armageddon waltz from the album The Source of Light. He sings some very truthful songs sometimes, doesn't he? Does Mr. Bogle? You're listening to Come All Ye. If you'd like to listen to it again, if you'd like to hear the Armageddon waltz again while you still have time, you can find podcast version of these programs in one of two ways, or in fact both of two ways. The easiest, perhaps, most direct way is to go to comeallye.com, and there's a big blue button there to press, and it'll take you straight to the right page on 2MCE's website. The other way, go to 2MCE.org, then work your way through to the Listen on Demand facility specifically for Come All Ye, and there you go. Usually podcasts or Listen on Demand versions of these programs are available within a couple of days, sometimes even late on the same day. They're up there available for you going back to, well, 2018, 2019, I think, the podcast version. And the website, comeallye.com, also has the playlists going back well into the last century. You can't hear the program again back that far, but you can check out what was played, if that takes your fancy. Next track on Come All Ye is called J'ai des beaux petits moutons noirs, which I think probably means I have 10 pretty little black sheep. A group called Spontus. Thank you.
come and sit down a while, and I'll sing you some praises, recall faded glories and honor the dead. And I hope that a smile will crack all of your faces, and care and all worry escape from your head. I'll tell of some lads of exceptional quality, all of them geniuses truly unique, and a gambler who bet the last bill in his wallet would wager I sing of the classical Greek. For philosophy mighty and pure cogitation, there's none to compare with the classical Greek. If thinking were drinking and jollification, an ocean of booze would have lasted a week. Democritus, Plato, and good old Pythagoras, Socrates, Zeno, Protagoras too. Don't forget Aristotle, his blood should be bottled, for play to the whole philosophical crew. Now Homer composed a poetical portion, a versification the best in the world. He juxtaposed Greeks and athletical Trojans, and to the equation he added a girl. He called it the Iliad, rhyming until he had filled up his brain and a 10-gallon hat. When he started the Odyssey, for instance, my God, is he going to remember a mouthful like that? Hippocrates, surely the first of physicians, gave medical science a shot in the arm. A doctor, he said, must obey one condition, whatever you do, don't you do any harm. His mother was pleased by his fine occupation, his fortune applauded by folks far and near. But he secretly grieved that his earthly duration preceded the golf club by 2,000 years. Three cheers for this classical civilization, may songs in its honour forever be sung. May each singer be granted a standing ovation and glorification from each leather lung. An age of pure golden reflected their brilliance, but soon we are told the whole joint went to pot, for the genius infected these Greeks by the millions. Not one MBA graced the whole sorry lot.
Mark Graham with another of his songs from the featured album, The Classical Greek. The album, Second Story, by the group Open House. Once again, Mark Graham playing harmonica, clarinet and singing some of his own songs on the album. Paul Kotopisch, we heard there playing cittern, I think. He also plays guitar and mandolin and bass. And the great Kevin Burke playing fiddle on most tracks, not that one though. And Sandy Silver with some foot percussion on a few tracks. Have we heard foot percussion on any yet? Maybe not. We might have one more before we close up today. Here is Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kaya, Layla McCalla, and Alison Russell. Great album called Songs of Our Native Daughters, released on the African American Legacy Recordings label. This is Better Get Your Learning.
A teacher came from Ohio to learn us what we need. Jean, like snarry sun far Jean, am we ran the wa te the land of the leaf. There's nae sorrow there, Jean, there's neither call nor care, Jean, the day is high. Land on me, ye are leal and true, Jean. Your task is ended, new Jean, and I'll welcome you. Take the land on me, our bonny bairns there, Jean. She was big, gay, and fair, Jean, and we watched her, sir, take the land of me. So dry that tearfully, Jean, my soul longs to be free, Jean, and angels wait on me, take land of me. So farewell, my ain Jean, this world's care is vain, Jean, we'll meet and die the fain, take the land. Like snarries and fodging, am we ran the water, the land of me. There's nae sorrow there, Jean, there's neither calm nor care, Jean, the day is fair in the land.
Scottish song, that one, Land o' the Leal, sung by Andy M. Stewart, lead singer at the time, band Silly Wizard, the band who provided the theme song, or the theme tune, for this very program. In fact, I think it came from the same album. A bit hard to tell in the computer, because a lot of our tracks now live in computers. This one is called Land of the Leak. It definitely is land, or the leal, leal being an old Scots word for heaven. So the singer, he was no feeling very well, and he thought the end was coming, and but assured everybody that we'd all meet again in the land or the leal. There you go. Isn't that encouraging? Here's a group called Socks in the Frying Pan, couple of tunes, or is it only one tune? I can't remember. Willie Ann's Waltz. Willie Ann being a female type person. This group includes Shane Hayes from Clare, Eden Coyne, also from Clare, and Fiacra Hayes, also from Clare. Fiacra Hayes playing fiddle, Aidan Coyne guitar, and Shane Haynes accordion. Shane Hayes taking the lead there with the Button Box on Willie Ann's Waltz from Socks in the Frying Pan's album called Waiting for Inspiration. Nice waltz, isn't it? How long since you've heard the voice of Ramblin' Jack Elliott?
I had a little farm and I call that heaven. The price is up and the rain come down and I haul my crops all into town. I got the money. Bought clothes and groceries and I reared back. Fed the kids and raised me a family. The rain quit, the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky and I swapped my farm for a Ford machine. Poured it full of this gas, I leaned and it started rocking and rolling. dust bowl and across the mountains, way over towards that old peach bowl, California. It's way up yonder in the mountain road. I had a hot motor and a heavy load, and I was going pretty fast. Wasn't even stopping, just bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown. Kind of a sort of a nervous bust down there. Some kind of was a feller there, a mechanic feller. Charged me $13, said it was engine troubles. Yeah, way up yonder in the mountain road, way high up in a piney wood, and I give that Ford a rolling shove, and I was gonna coast as fur as I could. I commenced to coast, picking up speed. Was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives, children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the West Coast broke, so Dad got hungry. I thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two. My wife fixed up a tater stew. They poured the kids full of it. It was a mighty thin stew, though you could read the magazine right through it. I always have figured that if that stew'd been just a little bit thinner, some of them there politicians could have seen through it.
Jack Elliott talking Dust Bowl Blues. Last track now from the featured album, I tell you again, it's called Second Story. The group is Open House. This is Chinkapin Hunting. Chinkapin Hunting from the featured album, and that's the last we'll hear from it today. We'll be revisiting it sometime in the future because I do like the album. Next one. Do you remember back in 2006 somebody decided that there was an image of the Virgin Mary on a post somewhere near Coogee Beach? Was it true? Was it not? The Wheeze and Suck Band have a song about it.
Well, everybody, welcome to the end of the pier. On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted hip hooray. Now gather round, I'll tell you all a story. Don't worry, I'll not lecture you or preach. In Coogee there's a fence which by divine coincidence casts a saintly shadow on the beach. It looks just like the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yes, it does.
Has come to dip her toenails in the brine.
The water's fine.
She wears the usual robes and an halo round her clothes. If you stand up on your head and close one eye. The day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, the businessmen all rubbed their hands with glee. There's virgin souvenirs, virgin caps and virgin beers, and a virgin in a snowstorm by the sea. There's an holy mother set of virgin beach towels, but the gift that every pilgrim wants the most is a lovely set of three picture postcards by the sea. Father and the Son and Holy Post. All together now. On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted hip hooray. You've heard about the shrine of Thomas a Becket, I know you have, and even Comrade Lenin draws a crowd. There's the water down at Lourdes and Stratford's hallowed ports, and let's not be forgetting Turin's painted shroud. Now you've heard about the stable down in Bethlehem and the statue that keeps weeping tears of blood. Well, now Coogee's got a claim to a similar place of fame, and the economic outlook's looking good. Well, they're pouring in from all around the country, from north and south and all along the coast. Each afternoon at three, they all gather round to see the holiest of posties with the most. And the local shops, they're doing massive business, from the Holy Mother and her entourage. And the crowds are up as well at the Coogee Bay Hotel, and the pommies say the Coogee's going large. On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. Yes, they did. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted hip hooray. Here we go. And a motion then was put to everyone. They said that Bondi has the sand, and that Manly seems more grand, but Coogee now has an attraction second to none. It's a boon to every business here in Coogee. We'll brew a celebration bottle beer.
Cheers.
It's a sin not to embrace it, and besides we ought to face it, there's not that many virgins found round here.
Hello, dear.
The Coogee shops, they're making lots of money, and even Richard Branson wants a piece.
Oh, hi there.
As the pilgrims come in waves to the beach where Mary saves, they've even had to put on extra police.
Ain't it all?
Well, every single eastern suburbs council makes counterclaim with every public speech. And not to be outdone, Bondi Council claims as one.
that Jesus Christ surfs down at Bondi Beach.
What a beach!
On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted. The public laws were flouted. The whales and dolphins spouted. The holy word was doubted. And everybody shouted, hip hooray. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Having a lovely time.
Oh, dear. Ian McIntosh, the singer and composer of that song, performed there with the Wheeze and Suck band from Sydney about an event back in 2006. That's all we have time for today, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the program. Once again, if you want to revisit the program, go to cumorgy.com and look for the Listen on Demand button and knock yourself out. I leave you with a set of tunes from the late, great Gordon Duncan, one of the best pipers for many, many years. This is a track from the album Thunderstruck. What are we up to? We started with the Glengarry Highland Gathering. We'll hear Bonnie Anne, and then the Renfrewshire Militia. They're all traditional tunes arranged and played by him on the great Highland War Pipes. You've been listening to Come Orgy. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University, visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website cumorgy.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.